Welcome to the Crack House Chronicles, your favorite true crime podcast. I am Donnie. Dale and I have taken off for the week of Christmas, but we are releasing a Patreon episode for you guys. We want everyone to have a safe and happy new year, and we will be back after the new year with a lot more episodes and some cool interviews and some interesting stuff for you guys. So stay tuned, and we wish everybody a happy new year. Welcome to the Crack House Chronicles. This is our Patreon episode. What's going on, Dale?
What's going on, man?
Trying to give everybody something a little bit different to listen to on our Patreon account.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
We're going to do some, it's a good idea. We'll start doing some shorts. We'll do some freestyling. Just some fun stuff, man. We're going to crank it up a little bit this time.
Talk about some little true crime stories that are out there. There's not much on them.
But they're still really cool stories and, you know. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. But on this episode, we're going to talk about the Brown's Chicken Massacre. This is something I've learned recently that I discovered, and it's kind of a little interesting story, dude.
The Brown's Chicken Massacre. That sounds exciting.
It took place at Brown's Chicken and Pasta. This was in Palatine, Illinois.
Okay.
But now, this took place on January the 8th of 1993.
Wow.
And this is when seven people were shot and killed.
What?
At the Brown's Chicken and Pasta. Now, the victims included the owners. Their names were Richard and Lynn Ehlenfeld and five employees.
Wow.
Their names were, I hope I don't butcher these names, dude. One of the employees' names was Guadalupe Maldonado.
Very good.
Michael C. Castro. Rico L. Solis. And Thomas Menes. And Marcus Nelson.
Hmm.
Now, the assailants that came into the store, the restaurant there, they stole between $1,800 and $1,900 from the restaurant.
Which would be about $3,500 today.
Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Yeah. So they got that for these lives, man.
Wow.
Yeah. But the two owners' daughters were scheduled to be at the restaurant that night, but happened to not be present at the time of the killing. Now,
whoa.
Yeah. Now, how many times have we heard that people just had not be there,
right.
Or something happened, they couldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
But the third daughter, Jennifer, she was later elected to the Wisconsin State Senate.
Wow.
Yeah. So maybe her.
Yeah, it's kind of like the bowl now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe her being in office, you know, political office, maybe she can, you know, do something to find her parents' killers and stuff.
Right.
But now, Michael Castro's parents, he was one of the victims there, called the police a couple hours after closing time. And later, Guadalupe Maldonado's wife called the police and was concerned that her husband did not return home from work.
Right.
And that his car was still apparently there at the Brown's Chicken parking lot.
Even though they were closed.
Yeah.
Should be.
Now, when officers arrived at the building, they spotted the rear employee's door open.
Hmm.
And inside, that's when they found seven bodies.
Oh, wow.
Some face down and some face up in a cooler and a walk-in refrigerator.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So apparently they had been killed and then stashed in the freezer?
Yeah.
Or in the walk-in cooler?
Marched them back there and killed them back there.
Oh.
One of the two.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Now, when the Palatine police found the bodies, it was more than 5.5 hours after the 9 p.m. closing.
Hmm.
Yeah. So now, in March of 2002, this was more than 9 years after the murders. There was a woman by the name of Ann Lockett. She came forward and implicated a former boyfriend of hers. His name was James Degorski.
Hmm.
And his associate, Juan Luna. She implicated them in the crime.
Wow.
Now, Luna, who was then at the age of 18, was a former employee of that restaurant.
So, okay.
Yeah. And in April 2002, the Palatine Police Department, they matched DNA sample from Luna to a sample of saliva from a piece of partially eaten chicken.
What?
Yeah, that was found in the garbage during the crime scene investigation. So that was some good investigation.
You're damn right.
Now, the chicken was kept in a freezer for most of the time since the crime. And testimony at trial indicated It was not frozen for several days after discovery and was allowed to thaw several times for examination and testing in the hope of, you know, some eventual match via, you know, I guess some sophisticated methods they had.
Yeah, almost 10 years later.
Yeah. Now, the Palatine Police Department took the two suspects into custody on May 16th of 2002. Now, Luna confessed to the crime during an interrogation.
Broke down.
Yeah, and through his lawyers would later claim that he was coerced to do so through police brutality and threats of deportation. I guess they was going to send him back across the border.
Yeah, well, that's how they probably did.
Yep. Now, on May the 10th of 2007, Juan Luna was found guilty of all 7 counts of murder. And he was sentenced to life in prison without parole on May 17th. And the state sought the death penalty, which was available at the time, but the jury's vote of 11-1 in favor of the death penalty fell short of the required unanimity. Required
a unanimous vote.
I can't talk tonight. Yeah. So on September the 29th of 2009, James Degorski was found guilty of all 7 counts of murder, largely on the testimony of his former girlfriend that we mentioned, Ann Lockett, and another woman, who both stated that Degorski confessed to them. And on October the 20th of 2009, he was sentenced to life in prison without parole. And all but 2 jurors voted for the death penalty.
They should have given him the fucking death penalty.
Yeah.
Oops. Sorry.
So now in March of 2014, a jury awarded James Degorski $450,000 in compensation and punitive damages after being beaten by a sheriff's deputy in Cook County Jail in May of 2002. He suffered facial fractures and that required surgery, and the deputy was eventually dismissed. Now, this incident had an adverse effect on the entire Brown's Chicken franchise.
I guess so.
Yeah. Sales at all restaurants dropped 35% within months of this incident, and the company eventually had to close 100 restaurants in the Chicago area.
Oh, wow.
Now, the building this happened in was razed and knocked down in 2001 and briefly housed a dry cleaning establishment. And then standing vacant for many years, there was a Chase branch that was constructed at the former location. So as of February of 2021, Luna and Degorski are imprisoned at the Stateville Correctional Center, a prison for men in Crest Hill, Illinois. So yeah, it's a good little story.
It was a good story, but it's a story.
It's a good justice story. Justice was found.
It's an interesting story.
Very interesting story.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they basically went in and just killed everybody for some money.
Yeah, for a couple $1,000, man.
And a piece of chicken that threw in the trash and got her caught.
Yeah, pitiful. So this is Jagorski, who got $451,000 in compensation, you know, after being beaten. I mean, he's in life in jail. What would I have that money?
I hope it went to the family of somebody.
Yeah.
Whoever's family, those girls that
their parents was murdered,
or
some of the employees.
Yeah, he shouldn't get nothing. I don't care how bad he's beaten.
No. They probably deserved it at the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
He probably deserves it about every day. I mean, you couldn't think about it.
Yeah.
Just go in there and kill 7 people and throw them in the damn cooler for a couple grand.
Yeah.
Don't care. I guess the moral of this story is don't tell your girlfriend everything.
Yeah.
Stupid people.
Yeah. Well, that's our Patreon episode this week. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Try to put one of these out every couple of weeks.
Well, we'll do a little better. I think it's short and sweet, but it's a really cool story.
Yeah.
But I think we really appreciate you guys coming on board as Patreons, and you deserve more than you've been getting. So we're really trying to get in gear and do some good stuff this year. So we really appreciate your patience. Thanks so much for hanging in there with us. We love you guys.
We love y'all a bunch. All right, Dale. We're going to get out of here, bud.
Let's roll, brother.
Have a good one. We'll see you guys.
See ya.